I realize I need your help. I can't make it all by myself. You're tuned to the best in gospel music right here on WJFPWJCB.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
out there in Radio Land. We're Pentecostal Holiness Church, located at 2611 Avenue I in Fort Pierce, Florida, with our Bishop Ernest Burks and Assistant Pastor Queen Burks. Our order of service, Sunday school, starts at 10 a.m. Following Sunday school, we have noonday service. And on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m., we have Bible study, getting into God's Word. Come out and join us. And Wednesday morning, we're here at the radio station, 91.1 WJFP at 9:30 a.m. And on Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., we have terror service, praying and sending our timber up to God. And after terror service, we have a few words from our bishop.
Praise the Lord, everyone, out there, Radio Land, and everywhere. God bless you. We love you. We are Pentecostal Holiness, coming to you from 2611 Avenue I with our own Bishop, Bishop Ernest Burke. Prayer by Bishop Burke.
Oh, dear and kind Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we come before you once more and again, Master, in the harmless matter that we know how, we ask you to have mercy. Have mercy upon your people everywhere. Lord, remember those people over in Puerto Rico. Lord, it's so much earthquake, so much going on.
Trouble.
But Lord, I know you was able to fix it for them. Touch the hearts of your people. That they would keep looking up to you,
the
author and the finisher of their faith, that God is able to bring them through. Lord, have mercy upon your people all over the world and all over the universe. Set free, Lord, and deliver your people, Lord Jesus. We know, Lord, that you are able. We know, Master, there's nothing too hard for you. That's why we call on your name, knowing that you are able. Make a way, Lord, for your peoples everywhere. Those that are sick, heal their body. Those that are hungry, put food up on their table. Those that are naked, put raiment on their back. Those that don't have a place to stay, put shelters over your people. Lord, we ask these blessings and all blessings. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We're going to go to a very familiar chapter in I, John, the fourth chapter, starting at the seventh verse. And it reads, Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Amen. Praise God. God, the word of God is telling us, let love one another.
Amen.
And see, everyone that loveth one another is born of God and knoweth God. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
See, if we born of God, then we know God. You got a few words on that, boy.
Yeah. If we love one another like Jesus had loved us, then all men know that you are his disciple. If you have that love.
Yes,
one to another.
Amen. It go on to say, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we said. If you don't know God, then you don't have that love. You don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
In this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. He sent that Son into the world that we might live through him. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ is our living.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We can't even get to God unless we go through by Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
No man can get to the Father but by me. So we got to come through by our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay.
Herein is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Mm. You see that? It's not that we loved it. But it's that God loved us so that so much that he sent his only begotten Son to be the propitiation for our sin.
Mm-hmm.
What a mighty God.
Praise God. Thank
what
you.
A mighty God. Woo! Got something on that?
Yeah, just like the old song is saying, if it were not from the Lord on my side, where should I be?
Amen. Woo. Where could I go? Beloved, verse 11. If God so loved us, we ought to also to love one another. That's what we ought to do. If God so loved us and he gave his life for us, we ought to love one another. At least to be least of all, we ought to love one another. God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Said no man has seen God at any time. I missed that. I've got the end of it. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, skip on down, then we can talk on anything. Skip down to the 17th verse. It says, no, I go up to, yes, I'm at the 17th. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Hey, got anything on that, Pastor Bert?
Oh, yeah. God loved the world, and we don't supposed to fear God.
Ooh, glory to God.
In a sense. You know, like a sinner can say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, save me. And things like that. And don't be afraid to say that. That's where you're going to get your help from the Lord.
Amen.
But the fear part come in, there's two parts of it. Now the fear part come in after you done got saved and you out there doing anything you want to do, drinking and balling and doing everything else, and then talking about you saved. That's you don't fear God that way. See, it's two ways. It's two of it. It's not to fear God when you want something from God. You want the Lord to save you. You got to come on up there. Walk on up to the plate. And ask the Lord, Lord, forgive me for my sin. Lord, save me. Lord, I believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead. That there is you not fear. You ain't got no fear in your heart. Okay,
there is no fear in love,
mm-hmm.
but perfect love casts out fear,
mm-hmm.
because fear has torment.
Mm-hmm.
He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Praise God.
That is the gospel. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen? Pastor, how can he love God, whom he not seen?
No man have seen God at any time. Mm-hmm. And so how in the world could you say you love God, somebody you had not seen, and don't love your brothers and sisters you're looking in their faces every day?
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible say you're a liar, and ain't no liar gonna go into heaven.
Will not take it.
Mm-hmm.
And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also.
Mm-hmm.
That's a commandment from God.
That one we receive from him.
See, if you love me, you love God, love your brother. We got to love our brothers and sisters also.
Jesus said, he said, you have heard said in old time, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. Jesus said, but I say unto you, love your enemy. You got to come on with some unconditional love.
You
have to go back with Jesus Christ.
It got to be unconditional
love. I mean, to go back with Jesus Christ, to go into heaven, boy. You see how Jesus had to suffer for our sin. We got to own ourselves likewise. We got to have to suffer something too. We're not going to walk into heaven just like John.
You're going to be able to do it.
You're going to have to suffer something, Jack.
Amen. I just love that my thought for the day was love. Amen. And I go right back to that 11th verse. I John 4:11 said, beloved, if God so love us, we ought to also love one another.
Mm-hmm.
He said we ought to love one another. That's what he left for us. That's the only way we're going to make it in. We got to have that love one to another. That is agape love. That is the love of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Got a song or what you got? 2 or 3 minutes.
Packing up for getting ready. Going home, I want to see King Jesus. I'm packing up for getting ready. Packing up, cheering, getting ready to go. Every time I sing a song, packing up for getting ready.
Going home, I
want to
see King Jesus.
The man is here.
Man in the hands of Brother Jakey. Glory to God.
Well, I just want to say thank you for a brand new day, a brand new